Bonus material for you, subscribers. This week, notice the release a day in advance, because this broadcast has exclusive results of the Emerson College poll for the Alabama GOP runoff election for Jeff Sessions' Senate seat taking place on Tuesday. Won't go on EmersonCollegePollingSociety.com until tomorrow morning, so why wait until then with what we have here right now? Larry H. Russell of CLNS Media, Emerson College's Professor Spencer Kimball in a moment. The election, now T-minus 48 hours-ish away on the 26th. Over the weekend, President Trump visited Alabama for a rally on Friday night to support Senator Luther Strange. The last time ECPS looked at this race, Judge Roy Moore had a 14-point lead in the Emerson poll. Check out the September 11th edition of this podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media mobile app. If you listened to the analysis in that podcast, remember, 34% of voters were undecided at the time. We're now days away from the election. The president himself has paid a visit. Mo Brooks made an endorsement. A lot has happened. So let's bring Professor Spencer Kimball in here to provide us with the latest poll results. Spence, good morning. What do you got?
Well, thank you, Larry. And let's just land the plane for our listeners. What we have is those undecided voters slightly breaking in favor of Luther Strange. And what that's done is that's tightened the race down to about 10 points. We now have it at 50% for Moore, 40% for Strange, and 10% undecided. When we actually dig a little bit deeper into these numbers, we'll look at Strange has his name recognition is a little bit underwater statewide at 33% favorable. But amongst GOP likely voters, that really increases up to 44%. The problem is, you know, Moore's favorability amongst GOP likely voters is 53%. So while Strange is more favorable amongst the GOP crowd, so is Moore's numbers there. And that's hurting him and keeping him from being able to move those undecided voters. As you mentioned, President Trump visited Huntsville, Alabama. That's up in the northern part of the state. That's actually where Mo Brooks is, his district is from. And as you also said, Mo Brooks, he endorsed Roy Moore a little bit earlier last week. And that looks like it's had a greater impact on the race than the Trump endorsement. The Trump voters are still splitting their vote between the two candidates, but Mo Brooks voters are going for Moore basically 3-1. And that's what's putting Moore about over the top at that 50% mark.
Can we call Judge Moore a lock at this point?
I wouldn't say a lock, but we definitely have it at 95% confident that Moore should win this race. Some of our pollsters were looking at the numbers and had it as high as 15 or 17 points. There was one little anomaly that we saw in a subsample during one of the data collection periods that had the race very tight. But outside that anomaly, we would be pretty confident at 95% that Moore should win on Tuesday night.
Emerson College's Professor Spencer Kimball, we thank you for providing this imperative information to our republic.
Well, thank you for having me.
Visit the Emerson College Polling Society website tomorrow, Monday the 25th, or whenever you get the opportunity, www.theecps.com, www.emersoncollegepollingsociety.com, and follow the society on Twitter, at Emerson Polling. It is going to be an imperative resource for up-to-the-second details and analysis on the Alabama primary on Tuesday. Again, check that out, Twitter, at Emerson Polling. The next podcast release in this space will be next Monday a.m., back to the normal day, October 2nd. New poll on the New Jersey gubernatorial race. So you know what to do by now. To obtain immediate access to its release, subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.